An inaugural tradition dating from 1961 and John F. Kennedy will be absent today. That's a poetry reading. You may remember Robert Frost read back then.
The land was ours before we were the lands. She was our land more than 100 years before we were her people. She was ours in Massachusetts and Virginia, but we were England's, still colonials, possessing what we still were unpossessed by what we now no more possess.
At this poetry-free inauguration, though, we've asked Richard Blanco to supply some thoughtful verse for a time of historic change. He was the inaugural poet for Barack Obama's inauguration in 2013.
Well, I think, of course, we come to poetry in times of great joy and in times of great confusion. And certainly the poem that I wrote for Barack Obama's inauguration, almost 4 years to the date, was a poem about getting closer to that, to fulfilling that dream, that hope of one people, right? But the poem still echoes the idea that we're not quite there yet, right? That we need to keep on doing this work. Today, I think the poetry that I see happening is, how are we looking at different questions, and how are we taking back democracy, and how are we realizing that we're more the same than we are unalike? And when did this happen? When did this sort of, how can poetry become a bridge of understanding, and how can poetry get us back to some other space, get us back to understand our shared humanity?
One Today was the poem you read in 2013, right?
Yes.
I wonder if you could read either some of those words and recall maybe some of the promises unkept in the 4 years since, or maybe some new words that you've been fiddling with.
Sure. Well, I think I'll read the last stanza of that poem, which sort of was setting the tone or the charge of where we perhaps were at that moment, a country perhaps on the edge of moving a needle in a positive direction, I think. And so it goes, we head home through the gloss of rain or weight of snow or the plum blush of dusk, but always, always home, always under one sky, our sky, and always one moon, like a silent drum tapping on every rooftop and every window of one country, all of us facing the stars and hope, a new constellation, waiting for us to map it, waiting for us to name it together.
It's nice.
You know, having experienced the inauguration almost 4 years ago, had a very good seat that year. You know what? There is just something amazing about that moment. I had never been to an inauguration before. And besides the politics or anything like that, there's just this incredible statement that moment makes. I always wondered, why do these hundreds of thousands, millions of people come to this lawn, to this mall, to sit here and do what? It's cold, it's rainy. And there's a power in that about bearing witness. The unsaid thing that's happening there, it's like it's bearing witness, and it's like to remind the elected president that you're up there because we're down here and we're watching you. You know, even if you are even if you voted for the president that was elected or not, there's just sort of an almost sort of sacred moment there that has nothing to do with politics or parties, and it's really about that essence of bearing witness and saying our democracy belongs to us, and we're here to remind you of that in some ways.
All right, so here we are. I'm going to give you a little assignment here, put you on the spot. Start us on this journey. Send us off, Richard Blanco.
Oh, boy. Well, let's go back to the theme we sort of started, which is we're watching. Let's keep watching. Let's keep on participating in our democracy as we should be, all of us. I think that's the one thing we can do. I think that's important for us to abide by the foundation of our democracy, that we all agreed to these rules, right? And I think if you lose that, if you lose that, then we've lost everything. Somebody asked me, am I hopeful? And I said, well, I'm hopeful in the system, not necessarily the president or the presidency, but I'm hopeful in the system, and I'm hopeful that the system is self-correcting. And as I look, now that I've had obviously several months or weeks since the election, you know, part of me is in awe and admiration that the United States, and maybe this can only happen in the United States, that the pendulum swing from President Obama's election to Trump's election, that somehow that could only happen in the United States. It's almost
that is true.
It's almost worth a chuckle, but for like half a second, right? But the idea, there's something really interesting and oddly bizarre and beautiful about that, right? This is still one of the greatest experiments in human history. You know, the idea that people from all over the world can come together and somehow form a union that would be a utopia. And we're still working on it. I mean, one of the things that the inauguration experience taught me, and you read about this in history books, blah, 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 but it becomes so visceral at that inauguration, is that this is still a work in progress. And sometimes there's a chapter we don't like, or sometimes there's a weird chapter, or sometimes there's a chapter, but you need that chapter to write the next chapter. And I think that's very important. And I think that's where, that's the place we should be.
Do you have a poem for today?
Not necessarily. but, you know, last night I was thinking, of course, inaugural poets and stuff like that. And, of course, I thought back all the way to Frost, the very first inaugural poet at Kennedy's inauguration. And I thought it's a very popular poem, but I thought, I wonder what Frost would read at the inauguration if he were alive today. I thought this one was perfect. And it's a pretty popular poem. It's called Fire and Ice, and it's a really short poem. I don't know if you want me to read it. I thought it's where we're at today, you know, and it's a very ambiguous poem in the sense of what makes us survive, what destroys us, what are the worst and best things, and how, like Frost, everything, well, like poetry in general, it's got layers and layers of meaning. So, Fire and Ice by Robert Frost. Some say the world will end in fire. Some say in ice. From what I've tasted of desire, I hold with those who favor fire. But if it had to perish twice, I think I know enough of hate to say that for destruction, ice is also great and would suffice.
It's so great. You launch us off into this journey over the next 4 years. We're watching you folks in Washington. We are valuing our democracy by our embrace of our fellow citizens and our impulse to make change around us. That's all we can do, right?
Yeah, and do it together.
Richard Blanco, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Richard Blanco was President Obama's inaugural poet in 2013. He's the author, most recently, of The Prince of Los Cocoyos, A Miami Childhood.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.